The outrage. What outrage? Where is the outrage? One would think that if a fisherman goes out to sea in order to make a living, and he is suddenly attacked by naval forces and killed just because he was fishing, that there would be an outcry, an outrage. It would be totally normal for this act to be condemned and the murderer to be put on trial. But guess what? There is no outrage. There is no media coverage. There is little condemnation. There will be no trial of the murderer or murderers. And why, you may ask? Because the fisherman was Palestinian. And not only was he Palestinian, but he lived in Gaza and was fishing off the coast trying to make a living. And it was Israeli naval forces who killed him because they said he had gone too far off of the coast while he was fishing. So of course, in the sadistic mind of the Israelis, then if he, in their determination, had gone too far off the coast, then they just shoot him and kill him. Who would care? Just another dead Palestinian killed by the Israelis. And kill him they did. 35 years old, Tawfiq Abu Rayyaha, was shot by Israeli gunboats, and two other fishermen who were with him were arrested by the Israelis. Again, their crime, according to the Israeli imposed restriction on Palestinian fishermen, they are not allowed by the Tel Aviv regime to go out farther than 6 nautical miles from shore. And if they do, they can be killed. Where in international law does Israel has the right to make the determination about fishermen who are in their own country and in their own waters that they should be limited on how far they can go? But most means of generating income have been cut off by the Israelis inside of Gaza because the Israeli control all checkpoints and everything that goes in and comes out except for one which is controlled by the Egyptian regime. Fishing is one of the last means of feeding one's family and bringing in income for the people of Gaza. Thus, obviously, there would be a high concentration of fishermen, and 6 nautical miles would not be enough because of the sheer number of people. So who determines that if a fisherman goes out 7 nautical miles, he can be killed? Which UN resolution is this written? Where in international law justifies this? Where's the United Nations when these heinous crimes are committed? Where's the international media when a civilian is shot and killed by the Israeli Navy because of fishing? Where is the justice of the International Criminal Court? Where's the outrage, the outcry to say it is enough? Where are the human rights organizations? Where are the United States and the EU to put sanctions against this violent regime? Why are they paralyzed when it comes to acting against Israel? The whole world must show its outrage at this dangerous, sadistic regime that causes death and destruction near and far. Enough human rights violations, enough violence, enough arrogance. Israel must be stopped.